Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Generally speaking, going clubbing on a Friday night has never been viewed as particularly beneficial to the society, much less the environment. If you've ever been to Holland, you may have heard of Club Watt in Rotterdam, where the dance floor has built with piezoelectric technology. This technology uses crystal that creates spark when pressure is applied, so the vibration of a packed dance floor are a mine of potential electronic energy which can be circulated back into the building's power supply. 2. May I see your ticket, please?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you, Miss Robinson. I was wondering if I could have a smoking seat, please.
I'm afraid it's non-smoking flight. The rules are the same everywhere. Smoking is banned in means of transport like buses, trains and planes, of course.
Would you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat?
Well, I'm not sure. You see, it's the first time and I'm feeling a bit uneasy about it. What I really want is the safest seat.
Oh, I see. Well, there's really nothing to worry about. Let's see, I can give you an aisle seat right next to one of the exits. Then you'll have more room for your legs.
Oh, good. That sounds great.
3. If you want a portable security camera with local storage for your construction sites or empty houses without the internet, a portable security camera with DVR or an NVR tops your checklist. In a portable surveillance camera kit, the NVR and portable security video cameras will connect with each other based on their own exclusive internal internet. Without your router network connection, you can still monitor your job sites or vacant houses 24/7. However, if you just want a portable security camera recorder for motion detection recording, you should buy one with SD memory card. It would work well. Videos and images will be recorded to the SD card where there are motion events, so you won't miss anything important.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Generally speaking, going clubbing on a Friday night has never been viewed as particularly beneficial to the society, much less the environment. If you've ever been to Holland, you may have heard of Club Watt in Rotterdam, where the dance floor has built with piezoelectric technology. This technology uses crystal that creates spark when pressure is applied, so the vibration of a packed dance floor are a mine of potential electronic energy which can be circulated back into the building's power supply. 2. May I see your ticket, please?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you, Miss Robinson. I was wondering if I could have a smoking seat, please.
I'm afraid it's non-smoking flight. The rules are the same everywhere. Smoking is banned in means of transport like buses, trains and planes, of course.
Would you prefer an aisle seat or a window seat?
Well, I'm not sure. You see, it's the first time and I'm feeling a bit uneasy about it. What I really want is the safest seat. Oh, I see. Well, there's really nothing to worry about. Let's see, I can give you an aisle seat right next to one of the exits. Then you'll have more room for your legs.
Oh, good. That sounds great. 3. If you want a portable security camera with local storage for your construction sites or empty houses without the internet, a portable security camera with DVR or an NVR tops your checklist. In a portable surveillance camera kit, the NVR and portable security video cameras will connect with each other based on their own exclusive internal internet. Without your router network connection, you can still monitor your job sites or vacant houses 24/7. However, if you just want a portable security camera recorder for motion detection recording, you should buy one with SD memory card. It would work well. Videos and images will be recorded to the SD card where there are motion events, so you won't miss anything important.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1. For years I was never really a Captain America fan, seeing him as pompous character who thought his country could do no wrong. I then actually bought some comics and changed my mind on his character. Still never actually liked the character, till I bought Captain America Reborn by Abe Brubaker, which was brilliant. I then went back and bought the rest of his series up to date in TPB and have loved them all, especially Winter Soldier. Since this, I have become a big Captain America fan and have collected a lot of his previous comics and have a near perfect run since the second series, which started with the Heroes Reborn era. I have been very happy to find out that Captain stands for the people of America more than he stands for America itself. I have also really enjoyed the Captain America film and was shocked with how well Chris Evans played him.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1. For years, I was never really a Captain America fan, seeing him as pompous character who thought his country could do no wrong. I then actually bought some comics and changed my mind on his character. Still never actually liked the character, till I bought Captain America Reborn by Abe Brubaker, which was brilliant. I then went back and bought the rest of his series up to date in TPB and have loved them all, especially Winter Soldier. Since this, I have become a big Captain America fan and have collected a lot of his previous comics and have a near perfect run since the second series, which started with the Heroes Reborn era. I have been very happy to find out that Captain stands for the people of America more than he stands for America itself. I have also really enjoyed the Captain America film and was shocked with how well Chris Evans played him.
Speaker 2. Comics material had been in existence before the turn of the century, but it was not until 1929 when The Funnies number 1 was published. The Funnies was the first collection of comics material, but it was more like a color newspaper supplement, as it had no cover rather than the comic book format familiar today. Before 1929, almost all comics were part of magazines, newspapers or supplements and were not sold separately, while The Funnies was the first collection and definitely became a guide for later comics.
It bears about as much resemblance to the modern comic book as the first steam-powered vehicles from the 18th century do to modern-day cars.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 2. Comics material had been in existence before the turn of the century, but it was not until 1929 when The Funnies number 1 was published. The Funnies was the first collection of comics material, but it was more like a color newspaper supplement, as it had no cover rather than the comic book format familiar today. Before 1929, almost all comics were part of magazines, newspapers or supplements and were not sold separately, while The Funnies was the first collection and definitely became a guide for later comics. It bears about as much resemblance to the modern comic book as the first steam-powered vehicles from the 18th century do to modern-day cars. Speaker 3. An anti-hero is defined as a main character in a book, play, movie, etc., who does not have the usual good qualities that are expected in a hero. That is, these are characters with good qualities like compassion, respect for the law and placing justice before revenge. Anti-heroes are often immoral or are guided by a personal sense of honor unique to themselves. Anti-heroes can serve the greater good, of course, protecting innocents, thwarting criminal plots, stopping terrorists, even saving the world. But many often do so by being just as dirty as the bad guys. If not worse, some don't care to help anyone other than themselves, or won't without the promise of a payoff.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 3. An anti-hero is defined as a main character in a book, play, movie, etc., who does not have the usual good qualities that are expected in a hero. That is, these are characters with good qualities like compassion, respect for the law and placing justice before revenge. Anti-heroes are often immoral or are guided by a personal sense of honor unique to themselves. Anti-heroes can serve the greater good, of course, protecting innocents, thwarting criminal plots, stopping terrorists, even saving the world. But many often do so by being just as dirty as the bad guys. If not worse, some don't care to help anyone other than themselves, or won't without the promise of a payoff. Speaker 4. The story begins in the midsummer of 1995. Longtime pals are traveling along the national park when they encounter a really bad car accident. They end up searching the area for survivors, only to find a badly injured pregnant woman. This sets up the rest of the plot, which is filled with some insane twists and ghostly elements. The story gets a little off track, but remains solid enough to stick around for a second issue. The woman could have been fleshed out a bit more, though, in terms of character detail. I thought the issue lacked a strong emotional connection between the two of characters. The pacing doesn't give you enough time to really get to know them. But hopefully, as the series progresses, you get a better idea of their relationship.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 4. The story begins in the midsummer of 1995. Longtime pals are traveling along the national park when they encounter a really bad car accident. They end up searching the area for survivors, only to find a badly injured pregnant woman. This sets up the rest of the plot, which is filled with some insane twists and ghostly elements. The story gets a little off track, but remains solid enough to stick around for a second issue. The woman could have been fleshed out a bit more, though, in terms of character detail. I thought the issue lacked a strong emotional connection between the two of characters. The pacing doesn't give you enough time to really get to know them. But hopefully, as the series progresses, you get a better idea of their relationship.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Has graffiti succeeded in attaining a unique position in the contemporary art? I would like to start talking about the beginnings of graffiti as we understand that word nowadays, because it's a term with a lot of connotations. If we look back at the origins of graffiti in the USA, we should say that everything started when a road hauler began putting his signature everywhere he went. Since then, a group of youngsters started signing to and competing between them to achieve a beautiful calligraphy and make signatures more attractive using colors and fillings. So it was a kind of competition. It wasn't until some years later that graffiti started to be regarded as something artistic and countercultural, since its creators didn't regard it as an artistic manifestation at first. Graffiti, as I understand it, has been evolving into something bigger and better because of that constant need of the human being to go beyond. It has got better up to the present moment when unquestionable works of art are being created. Are graffiti artists and mural painters the same? Graffiti and urban art as whole should be distinguished. Graffiti in itself is something that doesn't have its own place in museums yet. Only that school of graffiti that has evolved into a more exclusively artistic tendency is the one that has been given a place in museums and institutions. So there is a clear distinction between graffiti artists and mural painters who work open spaces. Graffiti artists' view of their work as something independent and countercultural is what constitutes the core of urban culture linked to graffiti as we know it today. What are your main influences in the world of graffiti? When I started in the world of graffiti, my influences were mostly located in Spain. One of my first steps in the world of graffiti was to create characters. In fact, before I started drawing graffiti, I already drew characters, and Logan did that too. I saw a lot of his works, which were spectacular and had very personal characteristics. There is no doubt that his life is drawing and that can be perceived in his work. Some years later, I could get to know authors of other countries thanks to the internet. Are you into art history? Out of the world of graffiti, along with my career, I was keen on artists such as Caravaggio, and I even did graffiti cover versions some of his work. However, I'm not the kind of person who is interested in art history, as my artistic interests always had another aim. I entered the world of graffiti, and I got to know about graffiti due to my interest in aesthetic quality and color arrangements, as well as the huge creative freedom that I noted in this type of artistic creations. Some of your works clearly reflect your preference for colossal formats. A big artwork is necessarily a high-quality artwork, although it's true that the impact that a big artwork generates in the public could be greater than the one generated by a smaller one. Not necessarily, though. If I could, I would always draw in huge walls, but it's not something essential to me. The important thing about my artwork is that its message reaches the public. These days, big wall drawing is a trend, and if you have the economic possibilities to draw on a large scale, most graffiti artists like making most of that. What are you working on now? The works that I'm currently making are creations that are very well understood in the world we're living, as we're very used to the world of the image, the audiovisual world. Anyone who examines my work could rapidly rate it and say if it's well or badly done. What's the role of art? I believe that works should touch the public. Art should touch. It should communicate. And if it doesn't, it's not worth it, no matter the verdict of a reduced group of people or art critics.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Has graffiti succeeded in attaining a unique position in the contemporary art? I would like to start talking about the beginnings of graffiti as we understand that word nowadays, because it's a term with a lot of connotations. If we look back at the origins of graffiti in the USA, we should say that everything started when a road hauler began putting his signature everywhere he went. Since then, a group of youngsters started signing to and competing between them to achieve a beautiful calligraphy and make signatures more attractive using colors and fillings. So it was a kind of competition! It wasn't until some years later that graffiti started to be regarded as something artistic and countercultural, since its creators didn't regard it as an artistic manifestation at first. Graffiti, as I understand it, has been evolving into something bigger and better because of that constant need of the human being to go beyond. It has got better up to the present moment when unquestionable works of art are being created. Are graffiti artists and mural painters the same? Graffiti and urban art as whole should be distinguished. Graffiti in itself is something that doesn't have its own place in museums yet. Only that school of graffiti that has evolved into a more exclusively artistic tendency is the one that has been given a place in museums and institutions. So there is a clear distinction between graffiti artists and mural painters who work open spaces. Graffiti artists' view of their work as something independent and countercultural is what constitutes the core of urban culture linked to graffiti as we know it today. What are your main influences in the world of graffiti? When I started in the world of graffiti, my influences were mostly located in Spain. One of my first steps in the world of graffiti was to create characters. In fact, before I started drawing graffiti, I already drew characters, and Logan did that too. I saw a lot of his works, which were spectacular and had very personal characteristics. There is no doubt that his life is drawing and that can be perceived in his work. Some years later, I could get to know authors of other countries thanks to the internet. Are you into art history? Out of the world of graffiti, along with my career, I was keen on artists such as Caravaggio, and I even did graffiti cover versions some of his work. However, I'm not the kind of person who is interested in art history, as my artistic interests always had another aim. I entered the world of graffiti, and I got to know about graffiti due to my interest in aesthetic quality and color arrangements, as well as the huge creative freedom that I noted in this type of artistic creations. Some of your works clearly reflect your preference for colossal formats. A big artwork is necessarily a high-quality artwork, although it's true that the impact that a big artwork generates in the public could be greater than the one generated by a smaller one. Not necessarily, though. If I could, I would always draw in huge walls, but it's not something essential to me. The important thing about my artwork is that its message reaches the public. These days, big wall drawing is a trend, and if you have the economic possibilities to draw on a large scale, most graffiti artists like making most of that. What are you working on now? The works that I'm currently making are creations that are very well understood in the world we're living, as we're very used to the world of the image, the audiovisual world. Anyone who examines my work could rapidly rate it and say if it's well or badly done. What's the role of art? I believe that works should touch the public. Art should touch. It should communicate. And if it doesn't, it's not worth it, no matter the verdict of a reduced group of people or art critics.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.